Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guy for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her family built their dream home in a quiet New Jersey village, but it seems like the past refused to stay buried.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Now, if you have a real ghost story, you know we love to hear them. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you could be a premium subscriber if you'd like to support the show. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to our archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can do it through patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I sure am. Hello.
You know, I stayed up a little too late last night and got up too early. But I, you know how when you get into a show and you started to binge watch it and you can't quit till the end? That happened last night with The Gilded Age. It is really a good show. And I started it a long time ago and I kind of lost interest. And then
you got to stay with that one.
Yeah, you and I think James told me to watch it again. So on the flight home from Spain, I got like five episodes in. And so I just finished it last night. If anybody loves Downton Abbey, you would love The Gilded Age.
And, you know, it is a Gilded Age
soap opera.
Soap opera. Yes. That's what it is. And let's just tell everybody that's what it is in advance. The acting is not terrific. It can be pretty bad at times. But it's fun. It's what it is.
Yeah, it's really good. So I binged it, and then I'm dog sitting for a very old little dog. I was talking about Little Raisin the other day, and he got up at 4:22 this morning. I was like, no.
Raisin.
And so then, you know, he's so tiny. And he's blind and deaf. Like, I have to get up and take him outside. And it's cold. It was 15 degrees with the wind chill last night. There ain't no taking a dog outside and then coming back in and just falling back to sleep.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit tired today. Let's go into the story. I think this is kind of another doppelganger story.
That's so strange. We seem to have a run on doppelganger.
I don't know. It seems like we've had a couple lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's like we share a doppelganger story and someone's like, you know what? I've got that doppelganger story. I think I'll send it in.
Well, there could be some of that. There could be. But there might be an uptick in doppelganger activity out there.
Because I don't think it could just be like, I forgot I had a doppelganger story. That's right.
You know, it might compel someone to go ahead and bring their story in. They might go, oh, yeah, I think I'll tell them mine. You know,
maybe that's it.
But it kind of feels like something's going on. I'm hearing more just of this kind of, and I think the doppelganger experience is more than just seeing someone that looks like someone. Sometimes it's a voice, sometimes it's a place, sometimes, you know, there's different ways that it manifests.
And I think that sometimes it can also be, you've seen an apparition, it's in your house, it's about the same size as your sister, your mom, your dad, and you just assume that's who it is. You know, you kind of see him out of the corner of your eye. Or we had one the other day where he heard his wife walking. You know what it sounds like when your wife walks into a room. She's got that certain pair of shoes on that she always wears, and she's walking across the kitchen floor, and you know the sound.
And then you say something to the effect of, hey, would you grab the pepper while you're over there? And then
nobody
says anything, and you turn around and nobody's there.
Exactly.
Kind of stuff.
That might be kind of it. So here's the story. Okay. It says, I was almost 8 years old when my parents moved us from the city to a beautiful little village in northwestern New Jersey. It felt magical. Woods and open fields, bike rides down winding back roads with friends, everything a childhood should be, at least until the paranormal became a part of my life. I still can't quite explain how a brand new house could end up being haunted. But as I got older, I started to wonder if it wasn't the house itself, but the land beneath it. I remember finding an old Indian arrowhead when construction first began. Looking back now, I can't help but wonder if that was a sign. I have two stories to share. The first one happened when I was about 13, a face-to-face encounter with something I still can't explain. The second took place in my 30s when I came across a full apparition and without thinking, chased it down two flights of stairs. My parents' house had a small spare room. My brothers shared one room. My sister and I shared another. So this little empty space, furnished only with a single rocking chair, felt special. As a teenager, it was a treat to sleep there. You had privacy. You felt grown up. But one night that changed. I brought my sleeping bag and pillow in, settled on the floor, then fell asleep. But sometime in the night, I woke up and froze. Sitting in the rocking chair was a woman dressed in 1800s clothing. Behind her stood a man, also in black. They were solid, unmistakably real, and they were laughing. Not kindly, it was more like mockingly. The sound of their laughter filled the room. My heart pounded. I grabbed my pillow and bolted, running back to my bedroom while their laughter followed me down the hall. Oh, God, that would scare the crap out of me. The second experience came years later, and it still gives me chills. I was in the upstairs bathroom at my parents' house doing my hair when I saw my mom walk past the open door. I started talking to her, asking a question, but she didn't answer. Mom, I called out, Mom, did you hear me? I stepped into the hallway and I saw her going down the stairs. I followed, still calling out, but she didn't respond. I watched her turn the corner at the bottom of the stairs and disappear around it, so I kept going, down one flight, then another, following her into the basement. Finally, frustrated, I yelled, Mom! From upstairs, two floors above me, I heard her shout back, What? I froze and my stomach dropped. If she was upstairs, then who or what had I followed into the basement? I didn't wait to find out. I ran back up the stairs as fast as I could and I told her everything. She thought I was joking, but I'll never forget that feeling, the sense of being led somewhere by something that wasn't my mother and obviously wasn't human. I should also mention that as a teenager, I did dabble in the occult. My sister did too. We used Ouija boards, tarot cards, and all those things we thought were harmless fun. When I learned how dangerous those practices could be, I quit. But by then, I believe something had already been opened, a portal I couldn't fully close. Even as an adult, strange things have followed me. Sometimes lights go out when I walk into a room, or I feel energy drawing me in certain places. It's not a parlor trick. It's unnerving and it's real. I'm nearly 60 now. I've built a good life, a successful business, a happy home. But every now and then, my mind drifts back to that house in New Jersey, to the laughter in the dark, to the shadow that led me downstairs, to the time when the unknown made itself known to me. That's from Lori. I think that's really interesting because those are two extremely profound paranormal experiences. And I'm assuming other things probably happen, don't you?
Well, that's what I was thinking because
those are biggies.
The activity, right, in the spare room that night was huge. I mean, to see not just one apparition, but two, and they were laughing.
And she heard it as she was going down the hall.
Yeah.
And they were mocking it, mockingly. Like, it wasn't like, they were like, ha, 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 having their own little laugh. It was like, mocking makes me feel like they're kind of, you're the brunt of the joke.
So, and then this, I guess my question on the doppelganger activity, thinking it was Mom, was, did she ever really see her, or did she just...
That's my guess. She saw something out of the corner of her eye, and it's Mom. Probably looked enough like Mom, same size. It's Mom.
That's what I'm wondering. If it was actually, a true doppelganger that you thought it was her. Because I've had lots of just peripheral somebody walk by, and then... You know, you kind of see in the distance, you think it's Mom or something, but I'm not sure as she's following it, is she actually seeing it or is she just seeing glimpses of a shadow or, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Whatever it was enough to make her follow it down two flights of stairs.
You know, she just assumed it was Mom. Maybe Mom was the only other person in the house or around at that time. And you do that. Like, I remember one time, in the house that we grew up in, my sister and I were sitting in the bedroom, and she was kind of sitting on a bed that was facing, or that she could face and see the door that was open to the hallway. I was kind of around the corner inside the room deeper on a bed that you couldn't. And we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, Cindy says, Mom? And I looked at her and I said, well, Cindy, I think Mom's at the church cleaning. Like, she wasn't even in the house. So it wasn't like, you know, I would have thought she could have been upstairs or something. I said, I'm sure she's not here. She goes, I just saw somebody in a dress walk by the room and go into one of the other bedrooms.
Because I think that's what you're going to go to.
And so, you know, her initial response was just that. Mom? Like, she said it out loud to, you know.
But that's exactly what happened to this woman.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure it was doppelganger activity, is what I'm saying here. Just that she saw something and she chased something. But that really lends you to think it's your mom, because you're like, what the hell, Mom? Why aren't you stopping? Where are you going? You know? So she really did think it was her mom.
Yeah.
Because she chased it.
I love that she's like, Mom. Like, she's just frustrated. Mom's like, what?
Yeah. What do you think about how this activity ended up in this new house?
Who knows? And, you know, I think it can be a couple things. It could be something that they have. You know, maybe they went antiquing before they moved in. It's like, let's have antiques in our new house. Or maybe it's, it could be the land. There could have been a homestead on that land at one time. You know, and just because mm-hmm. their homestead got torn down doesn't mean the activity's going to go away.
Well, in New Jersey, would have had a lot of Native American activity for a long time there.
But see, right, this doesn't seem to be Native Americans, because the couple that was laughing at her.
Right. There's that. Oh, but she did. But Lori did find an arrowhead. You know, the land itself, I'm with you. It sounds more like maybe there was a house there or something at one time. And those people, that's what I feel. It's something connect. Apparently, the mom and dad lived there for a very long time.
I would like to know if she ever, just out of curiosity, like, did you ever sit down with your mom and be like,
yeah,
okay, just me? Or any of, like, I'm assuming she has, I think she said she had siblings.
She said she had, like, yeah.
You know, I would kind of want to know, like, anybody else had some, like, because those are such big things to happen.
With it, right.
But she also said that, you know, see, I don't think of Ouija boards and tarot cards necessarily as a cult. Gosh, if that's, because I read tarot cards for years.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I never thought of it as any kind of dark thing, reading tarot cards, because it just felt like you're kind of in tune and trying to connect to prepare yourself for what's to come, what you're experiencing, kind of help you dealing with things. Mm-hmm. And that's how I always
Ouija boards are a little different.
Yeah. But I don't think
you are calling in.
Because I'm not, when you read tarot cards, you're not really necessarily trying to connect with spirits or anything. It's more about what's ahead of you, what's behind you, what's keeping you from getting, you know, what you want, and what's in your way, and kind of trying to open your mind to maybe a different approach or seeing things you didn't see.
Yeah,
that's how I
Ouija boards. You are actually trying to.
Well, you normally sit down and go, "Does anybody want to talk to us?"
Hello, like,
who we'll are take you? Anyone from a demon to a junior demon,
or just whoever middle
school
to be
demon,
handy. Axe murderer, whatever.
If you're just working on your demon skills, you want to see if this thing works. Get back with us. We're waiting. So, yeah, I don't think that, you know, I think maybe you could open something, but I also think sometimes some of us are just more sensitive, and maybe Lori is one of those people.
Yeah.
And maybe her family has had no experiences, period, in that house, and Lori has. Mm-hmm. That would kind of back me up a little bit.
And it's not always the case that parents fess up when they've had experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Let's they don't want to scare the kids.
Let's go to our next caller.
My name is Josh. I'm from Portland, Oregon. Okay, I'm going to hop right into it. When I was 16, I woke up with sleep paralysis, and there was this venom-like creature So it looked like Venom from Spider-Man. However, it was thin. It was real scrawny. And it had large, soft, snake-like scales. Its movements were very fluid. It had a long tongue, big, long, sharp teeth, a massive maw of teeth, large smile, and a forked tongue. And it was, I was paralyzed. I couldn't move, and it was like giddy. It was giggling and it was giddy because I was so afraid. It was very happy. It was gleefully happy. And it was wickedly giggling and whispering madness into my ear and also licking my ear. And it was rubbing my inner thigh it was just being creepy. And it was very excited and happy that I was so terrified and frozen in fear. Yeah, basically, its movements were very fluid, too. I don't really know how to explain it. It was very snake-like. It was a snake-like humanoid that looked like Venom from Spider-Man, but it was thin. And pale, large, very pale. Some parts were like white scales, some parts like faded into, like the underbelly of a lizard's white and it fades into green. It was very much like that, just a humanoid. And it went from white to pale green. So I barely managed to, I've been a very devout follower of Christ throughout most of my life simply because I had a couple dreams about Christ, where he spoke to me when I was a child, that pretty much changed my perspective on things. So I managed to barely mouth the word Jesus, and I mean barely, barely. Like, it was hardly a whisper of a whisper, because I could barely move, and it was all I could get out. I couldn't scream or breathe or do anything. But as soon as I did that, it vanished instantly. And not only could I see it out of the corner of my eye, I could feel it with my, like, a spiritual sense, almost. Like, my gut feeling it brought such a strong presence with it and in such a condensed area that I could make out the details with my gut feeling, with my spiritual sense, it's very difficult to explain, but it's very much like a condensed version of a gut feeling, so condensed in such a small area that you can make out the details of this form. Skip about 30 years later, I'm 37 now, a couple years ago, I was telling my buddy about this, and he's like, why don't you Google it? And I had never thought to Google it, because I always considered it such a bizarre, unique experience. I'm like, who the hell else is going to experience anything like this? And I kind of forced myself to believe it was sleep paralysis for many years, and, so I could kind of not break my sense of reality and just move on with life. And however, I found a forum full of stories with this exact creature in it, except a lot of these people didn't know Jesus and didn't get to mouth the name of Jesus, and it stuck around and kind of had its way with them. And they said it brought along shadow people with it. I also looked up some mythology about it, that it eats fear from children. And also I found that I heard that this is a lot of what the elites, like Bohemian Grove type elites, worship. Also, if you look at the movies, The Fourth Kind, I believe those aliens are demons, and that this may be an astral projection of one of those demons. And if you look at the movie The Fourth Kind and look at biblical description of demons and look at the behavior of those aliens in that movie, the possession, the owls, Bohemian Grove worshiping owls, the speaking Sumerian, speaking about every time they spoke, it was all about blasphemy and creation and God. They abducted children, Baal, child sacrifice, all that good stuff. It all seems to be related. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. That was the most terrifying single experience of my entire life. And I believe God allowed that to happen to me so I would believe others when these stories came up, throughout my life, that I would listen and believe others and not just blow it off as nonsense. Yeah, there's definitely some real bizarre stuff out there. All right. Well, God bless you guys, and thank you for what you do. It's nice to have a safe place to talk about this stuff, and I wish you the best. Take care.
So I think that's interesting because it's very much a sleep paralysis experience. And you and I have talked before. Is it paranormal? Is it a dream state? Is it a combination of both? But I don't know if what he experienced is as profound as, you know, his interpretation. I don't know, because I did not have his dream. But it makes sense that if you see something in a movie, that that could take the shape in your dream. Any type of dream, it could take shape in your dream. But I have had those same experiences that are absolutely terrifying. And it, whatever it takes for you to wake up, it might be move a finger, just try to open your eyes, try to open your eyes. And whatever it takes to snap out of it. And in his case, I think that calling out for Jesus helps, you know?
I think so, too. And I, you know, God, I am the last person to say anything about anybody's faith. But what I do want to say here is that I don't believe that calling out the name of Jesus protected him. I think that was his faith alone. Like, I don't think, I guess what I'm saying is, you didn't have to call Jesus. Jesus is already in you. If you believe in Jesus, he's already there. He's already protecting you. You don't have to, you know, Jesus knows what's going on with you. God knows what's going on with you. If a demon comes and you believe in God and that Jesus is your savior, you are protected.
But I think, you know, he was having a hard time waking up from that state.
Right.
So that's why by saying Jesus, that's what allowed him to wake up.
But I think just saying the name, I don't think that's what, you know, I think you were protected already.
And
I really do.
And I have these mixed feelings about sleep paralysis dreams because they do feel paranormal. I just had one in Spain and they do feel like it's a dream. So I don't know why, you have this profound, horrific experience while you're sleeping and you wake up in an absolute panic. I don't know why that happens, but
I do think it's very fascinating, though, that when he Googled into this, there's this whole kind of, you know, subculture that has dealt with this, almost the identical creature that he's talking about, that they're seeing this same kind of thing. So that is, you know, I think he saw something. I do not, you know.
Oh, I do too. You can tell by listening to him.
I think he definitely had
the experience.
But, you know, don't underestimate your faith. I think you were already being protected.
Well, I think that it made his faith even stronger.
Well, I do, but I think, you know, I think once you've my understanding of Christianity is once you've accepted Jesus as your savior, right? You are of the faith. He's gonna protect you. Now, does everything always go the way you want? No, we don't know the big picture for everything, right? But that doesn't mean that temptations won't come, that things won't show up in your life, you know,
or dreams.
That evil doesn't happen. It does, right? But I do think, you know, I was talking to my other sister earlier this morning, and she was discussing the fact that she had had a situation in her car coming home from being up at your house, Carol, in Wichita, where, you know, it was a split second deal. Had she moved over, she was just getting ready to pass somebody, and he jerked out in front of her. And because a highway patrolman was trying to merge back into traffic after having pulled somebody over or whatever. Anyway, the thing was, had she been a second or two different in her life and what she'd done, she would have had a horrific accident. And, you know, things happen like this. But I think, I honestly think there is a plan. There is a reason for us. And sometimes, you know, this might have happened to Josh, because, you know, it made his faith stronger, or it, you know, made him aware of things, of that there's evil out there, and to be more aware and his guard up more or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, I think he's right. I think I think maybe there is a plan for us, but things do happen that aren't that are evil, and you know, we have to have our guard up for
Well, and I think now he knows. You know what I mean? It's like that sounds simple, but now when if he hears it happening to someone else, you don't just dismiss it because it's like, you know what? I had that experience myself.
And I think there are other, and I think you could look at other sleep paralysis experiences that people have, and it might not have been the serpent, but it might have been something else. Could be the exact same evil thing, just in a different form, because that's the form that scares them.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. And it makes me not want to have another sleep paralysis experience for a very long time. Thank you very much. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guy for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's giving gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guy for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's giving gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait. What about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's giving gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait. What about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts, a series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guy for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait. What about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guy for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.